Blog Talk Radio.
For sin is no longer your master. Instead, you are free by God's grace.
Hi, and welcome to Salt of the Oats Ministry. I'm your host, Willie Needham. This radio broadcast is dedicated to instructing and equipping the saints with what they need to fulfill the Great Commission. Our focus is street evangelism and reaching out to the lost. So here's Willie with today's teaching.
Yes, today's teaching is going to be something a little different than street evangelism, but it's something that's very, very important. Over the course of the year last year, I discovered a few things that are potentially dangerous and seemingly harmless. Or should I say seemingly harmless and potentially dangerous? There are a lot of scams out there, a lot of things that you can't exactly trust. It's not exactly a cult, but it certainly has some cult-like components to it. And I figured it was an appropriate follow-up to when you encounter a cult member. So it was around sometime in the summer of last year that I met a really nice couple. My wife and I met a really nice couple. They have kids about our age. Okay, same age as my kids anyway. They were our age. And he owned a glass company, and he also said that he was the owner of a distribution company. Real friendly guy, really interested in helping me out, because at the time, I was very, very desperate to find a way to get out of debt, and a way to earn more money, and a way to serve the Lord more, because I really, really want to serve the Lord full time. But that's a very difficult thing. So he was offering me a chance to earn some extra income. And he was even really specific as far as how much income I needed, which is kind of cool. But what I didn't realize was that he actually kind of had a trick up his sleeve. So I was telling him about, what I really want to do in life and what I need in order to do it, because I figured he was going to give me a job at his glass company. I'm cool with that. So I let him into my house, and I figured, we were just going to have a get-together because, they have kids, we have kids, it would probably be better to do it after they go to bed. Well, they kind of get down to business and start doing a presentation for Amway. I had never heard of them. And basically the whole concept is that you sell, like, hygiene products, beauty products and such. But the only way to really make money is if you get other people to sell, or basically however much money they make, you make more, because you recruited them, and so on and so forth. Furthermore, and then if they get people recruited, not only do they make more money, but you make even more still. It's a pyramid, where you basically have other people doing all the work for you, and you become a quote-unquote owner of your own business. Sounds pretty awesome, right? Well, here's what they're not telling you. You have to purchase your own products first, and you have to sell it in order to cover the cost. Plus, there's also a $200 investment fee, which he offered to pay for himself through his company, his quote-unquote company, and then I would have to pay him back. Well, I prayed about it because, that's what I do. I put the Lord first. Try to. Something didn't seem quite right. He claimed he was a Christian. He was going to my church. I liked my church. Very satisfied with it. I figured this guy was for real as a Christian. But something didn't seem right. He didn't appear to be putting the Lord first. And he's using a lot of very specific buzzwords that he's heard me use. And he gave me a book on how to win friends and influence people. So I started asking around. And as soon as I mentioned Amway, someone said, "Oh, you mean Scamway?" Yeah. So that was enough right there to really kind of tip it in the favor of not doing it. And it was verified simply by we gave the information back to the person and we never heard from them again. Never even saw them at church again. Which is good because there's a lot of people at that church. A lot of people who really want to serve the Lord and really would want to earn income. So definitely praise the Lord for dodging the bullet there. And then a friend of mine was telling me about another group called Primerica. They're supposedly a Christian organization dedicated to helping Christians becoming financially independent. For them, you start out by selling Christian life insurance. But you don't really start making a profit until you get other people to start selling insurance under you. In fact, if you look at the fine print, if you just sell the insurance and you don't get people recruited, you only make about $5,000 a year. You can make more money working at McDonald's, minimum wage. It's basically you have to use people. And supposedly there's a cap on your earnings for Primerica, which isn't that bad of an idea, but nevertheless, it's still being earned through using people under you. And these companies, they'll even use scripture to lure Christians into their scam. And sadly, Christians, like myself even, are very susceptible to such things, because we want to be completely independent, not having to work for somebody, you know, especially not a non-Christian boss. You know, nothing against non-Christian bosses as their ability to manage, but they don't get it. We want to be able to spend 100% of our time studying scripture, prayer, and serving the Lord. Not necessarily well off financially. That's how I was last year. I'm a lot better off this year because I've been working really hard. And that is a way, you know, and we're that way because of poor financial decisions. I'm not saying all Christians are like that, but Christians like myself last year. So stuff like that makes you very susceptible to mind control, which is stuff that cults will do. They will address your felt needs, find out what you need first, make you very susceptible when you confess secrets and such things like that. Scientology is bad about that too. In fact, Scientology, they hook you up to a recording device claiming that it'll make you feel better. And it kind of does. It releases certain chemicals in your brain to make you feel better when you're confessing secrets. But all it's really doing is addressing your felt needs to make you feel like they're your friend and they're here to help you. But then all they do is they use it against you in order to fulfill their agenda. So here's some things, some very important things to look for in order to identify these scams. You have old friends suddenly showing up out of nowhere wanting to help you. So they have a proposition for you. And they want you in on it, you know, some sort of investment. Or new friends who have an interest in your finances and wanting to help you. They make claims that you can retire early and have ample time for doing other things. They'll always claim that it's not a pyramid scam. In fact, they're the ones who bring it up first, usually. They'll make you feel like a visionary and an entrepreneur. They use the stories of people who were real visionaries back in, like, the Depression and now are running billion-dollar industries. You know, so they flatter. They flatter you. So some things to consider and to ask people who are talking to you about this, if you identify them as potentially trying to scam you, ask, how much does the product cost that you're selling? You know, would you be ripping off your friends who would be buying it from you just because they're your friend, not because they necessarily need it? Who do you intend to recruit as your underlings? Because would your friends work for you just because they're your friends, or are they going to work for you because you're a good boss? And, also, if you're wanting to be completely independent, how much of a boss is the person you report to going to be over you? Because they always say you're going to be independent. But are you really independent? Because you're starting because somebody recruited you. And that person who recruited you is always going to make more than you because they recruited you. So how much control do they really have over you? And do you really think that you're going to actually sell these products? Especially if everybody thinks that your thing is a scam. It's very serious things to consider, and I'm very glad that I didn't get into it myself. And I was at my second job the other day, and somebody started talking to me about Ambit Energy. they seem okay. The whole purpose is to provide energy by cutting out the middleman. So if you use General Electric or whatever, you know, whatever electric company you use, if you use Ambient Energy, it's a smaller, more streamlined thing, and you would supposedly save money if you signed up through Ambient Energy. But the thing is, it's set up just like a pyramid, because this guy seemed very interested in helping me out. Because he knows that people who work at this particular place, that I will not disclose, people who work at this particular place, usually it's a second job. So, you got to be very, very careful as to how you come off. The biggest thing is to be content with what you have. Look at the Apostle Paul in Philippians. He said, I've learned to be content in abundance and in a basement. Whether it's a basement of a house or a basement meaning very, very entry-level, low-income, being poor. He was content in poverty. He was content in wealth. And one of the most famous and well-used but slightly misunderstood verses in the New Testament is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It really is, I can do all this through Christ who strengthens me. The point is that it is through Christ who gives you strength. It doesn't mean that you can climb Mount Everest in the name of Jesus. I mean, you could, if that's what Jesus wants you to do. If it's something through Christ, you know, it says, it is written, in all your ways and acknowledge him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And he will guide your path. So keep these things in mind. Be content with where you are and what you have, and you will not be susceptible to being scammed, because these people are like Satan. People who are trying to scam you are their agents of Satan. You may know somebody who's a part of this sort of thing. Try to be compassionate on them, because they're probably a victim more so than a perpetrator. But if you join my ministry, I'm just kidding. I'm not about to scam you. But that pretty much concludes everything that I know about scams. I pray that it has been a blessing. If you want more information, you know where to contact me.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. Remember, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. You can, however, put salt in his oats to make him thirsty. And may your conversations be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so you know how you ought to answer each one.